Good morning, everybody. Today is June 20th, 2016, the first day of summer. How exciting is that? God's so faithful, and even though we have trials in this world, he's given us a way, and I'm so thankful to have the Lord and to have each of you join us this morning. Let's open in prayer, and then we'll jump into our study that's going to be on intercession and encouragement today. Father God, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for your love and your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you that as we get tired, Lord, that you lift us up and that sometimes the battle seems long and it seems hard. But Father God, we just praise you and thank you that we can come to you and that you are there for us. Father, I pray that you would speak through my mouth, Lord, that you would touch hearts and you would touch lives today, Lord, and that we would be faithful to intercede on behalf of our brothers and our sisters, Lord. And I thank you that you've brought together an amazing group of people each and every week, Lord, that we're here just praising you and praying and learning a little bit more about your word. Lord, I thank you that you've given us the ability to be faithful. Lord, I don't take this responsibility lightly, and I thank you so much that you've given us this time together. Lord, I pray that you would help us to have a fresh understanding and that you will bless our time. We love you and thank you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that the Lord laid on my heart very heavily one day last week, and has been like, frequently just bringing it to my attention, but one day really heavily last week was that I needed to put together a team of people that would agree to pray for me and for my ministry and for my my business and create more of an inner circle of prayer that would people that would be faithful to daily pray for me. And so I did, and I just felt like we've just been under tremendous attack by the enemy. And John and I have studied very deeply to see if there was some area of disobedience or some area that we've opened up the door to the enemy. And the Lord showed us a couple of areas, and that didn't really seem like they were big things, but that the enemy was able to come in into our lives. And a couple of them being we had not made a tithe check, and we had neglected a tithe check, and it was not intentional, but when we looked back, we know that that opens the door to the enemy. And so, we asked forgiveness of that and made the repayment of that, and we just really just asked the Lord, what else could we do? And he said, to be more united. And so we've been asking the Lord, how else can we be more united and with whom to be united? And then a few days later, the Lord brought this to our attention about this inner circle of prayer. And John and I intercede for many, many ministries and many of you on a daily basis. And we just had not asked that others do the same for us. And so we did ask last week, and I did ask, and thank you so much for those of you that had agreed to pray for us at a much deeper level. I just want you to know how much we really, really appreciate it. And I'm so thankful that we did. I'm not sure why the Lord is allowing this, but we've had just probably one of the biggest blows over the weekend that we've ever had with our children and our family and with our daughter. And it was so hard. And the only reason why I'm telling you this, because I don't usually come and share my heartaches with you here on this call. And I know some of you on the call are newer this week, so please know that this isn't normally how our calls go. Normally I am on the line at 8:25 taking prayer requests and praise reports, and we just jump right in with opening with prayer and then with a study. But the Lord just has shared with me. I was up all night last night praying again and crying out to the Lord. And in the process, not just for my own needs and our things happening in our lives, but for each of you. And the Lord has just showed me how important it is that we intercede in this moment, in this time, for each other, and how important that is. And he just kept showing me the scripture and the picture in my mind's eye of Moses, who they were in the thick of a battle. And as long as he could keep the staff raised and he could keep his hands up and his arms up, they would have victory. And he was growing very weary. They had been in battle for a very, very, very long time. And physically, his body was feeling very weak in his arms. And Jethro, his father-in-law, came and said, "You need to have someone else hold your arms up." And so they took turns holding up his arms, and the victory was theirs. And I know that many of you have battled long, hard battles. And you might even be in the middle of a battle right now where it feels like it's so hard, and it's been so long. You know, the definition of intercession is actually to plead with God for your needs and the needs of other people. And we need to be there and do this for each other. I don't know if it's been disease or a lack of job or maybe in passing you heard a need of someone else. But Jesus listens every single time we pray. Our Father in heaven listens every time we pray. Holy Spirit agrees to help us in our weakness, according to Romans 8:26. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." And I don't know if you've been in that place where you've said every word. You've prayed so hard, and you've prayed so long, and you just don't see the Lord working. I want to encourage you to be faithful, because we serve a good God. We serve a God that loves us, and this is a season, and you have others that love you and care about you and will pray for you, including myself. And it's not just prayer. It's not just making your needs made known to him. It's something deeper where it says you don't even know the words to say or pray anymore. Intercession involves taking hold of God's will and refusing to let go until it comes to pass. It's warfare. And it's hard to stay on the front line all the time. But no, we've got your back. And the Lord's given us, he's given us armor to put on. But we've got to put it on. And we've got to be faithful. And we've got to say, you know what? We know the end of the story. We've got scriptures to hang on to for encouragement. But we know the end of the story. And the enemy loses. The devil, Satan, the enemy, whatever you want to call it, loses. We have victory in Jesus' name. It tells us in the Word in Ephesians 6:12 that we're not fighting against humans. We're fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and spiritual powers in the heavens above. Intercessory prayer takes us into this spiritual world where battles for our own lives, our families and our friends and our nation, they're won or they're lost there. And I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to give up the fight. If you're born again, you're God's son or daughter, and as his child, you have a direct hotline to God at any time, and you can boldly come into his presence according to Hebrews 4:6. And we talked about last week about being people of faith, those heroes of faith from Hebrews 11. We have the same incredible access to God. And this is what it is through intercession. And once you're in God's presence, we can discover his battle plan for our situation, any situation that we're facing, because sometimes prayer alone's not enough. We need to have a target for our prayers. We need to pray specifically. We need to take authority in Jesus' name over the things that he's given us authority over, which are those forces and authorities and rulers of darkness and spiritual powers in the heavenly places above. If you're wondering how to discover God's plan, all you have to do is ask. The Bible says that if any of us needs wisdom, all we have to do is ask of God, and it will be given to us, according to James 1:5. He also tells us that we'll prosper as our soul prospers, according to John 10:10. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that's where the enemy wants to try to infiltrate first. He wants you to doubt your faith. He wants you to doubt that he's ever going to answer. He wants you to doubt that God's not listening, or that he doesn't care, or that he's answered everybody's prayers that you've prayed for but your own. But that's not truth. That's not how our God is. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people." It's our responsibility to go to the Lord with our supplications or our needs, with our prayers. These are different. With our intercession, it's different. And with thanksgiving for all people, the people that have hurt you, the people that have walked away from the Lord, the people that say things that cut you and pierce you so deeply. God is there for you. And it's our responsibility to be there for each other, to intercede on each other's behalf. Intercessory prayer is a serious matter. And I want you to know that just like soldiers who prepare for battle, we can't take on the enemy if we leave our weapons behind. That's why we must go into battle armed for spiritual conflict, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. But know that Jesus is in control of the situation. He rules over forces, authorities, powers, and rulers, over all beings in this world, and he's going to rule in the future world as well, according to Ephesians 1:21. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he tells us to put on the armor that God gives us. He tells us what the weapons of our warfare are and that we can pull down strongholds in the spiritual world, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. He also tells us that when we do this, that he will protect us from the attacks that are sure to come once we begin the spiritual warfare and the spiritual battle. And I can tell you, I've been battling a long time, a very long time. I've interceded since I was a young child. The Lord called me to be an intercessory prayer warrior. I've had prophecies spoken over me. That's the call of my life. And I can tell you, I've taken some pretty deep battle wounds. But I know that God is there for me, and God is fighting for me, and that we are victorious. We're told in Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with perseverance, making supplications for all the saints. Are you faithfully interceding for those that you love? I want you to be persistent in the battle. I want you to be able to persevere. I want you to know that each and every day, it's your responsibility not to give up. It's the kind of prayer that endures all setbacks and it overcomes every obstacle. It's prayer that presses on until we apprehend God's will in whatever situation we're facing. It's the kind of prayer that's the key to seeing breakthroughs in your life and in the lives of those around you. Jesus gave a great model for intercession in the story of the persistent friend. We see in Luke 11:8 where a friend who knocks on his neighbor's door at midnight to ask for 3 loaves of bread, the neighbor doesn't want to get up. But Jesus says because of his friend's persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. And the Lord wants to do the same thing from you. He tells us in Luke 11:10 that everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who searches will find. And the door will be open for everyone who knocks. Those words mean to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. And in God's time, your persistence in intercessory prayer is going to reap a spiritual harvest in your life and in the lives of those around you. So whether you're battling for the nation, whether you're battling for yourself, for your health, for a job, for your children, for your grandchildren, for direction, for whomever. I want to encourage you to be faithful. And know that God's not looking for perfect prayer warriors. He's just wanting willing hearts who want to see his will come to pass on this earth. He doesn't expect you to have some fancy prayer. He expects you just to come, seek breakthrough, and be persistent in prayer until the breakthrough comes. Father God, we come to you right now in your presence, and we ask you to give us the heart of an intercessor. Help us to be persistent in prayer until the breakthrough comes. Put a hedge of protection around those that are on this call and listening to this prayer call, Lord. Protect them. Send your mighty warring angels in Jesus' name to war on our behalf. Holy Spirit, pray for us when we can't even intercede with words that make sense, Lord, that you are praying and interceding for us with groanings too deep for words. Thank you that you love us this much. Thank you for this powerful weapon of spiritual warfare and for your faithfulness in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just know that we live in this world, but we don't act like it's people or fight our battles with the weapons of this world. Instead, we use God's power that can destroy fortresses. We destroy arguments and every bit of pride that keep anyone from knowing God. That we capture people's thoughts and make them obey Christ. I want to give you some encouraging Bible verses as well. Proverbs 18:10 says that the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So run to this fortified tower. Know that God is fighting your battle and he's giving you a safe place, a safe haven when you need rest. And that it's okay to seek other people to intercede on your behalf. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Isaiah 41:10 says, don't fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let God hold you up. Don't think you have to do this alone. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Release your troubled heart to the Lord right now. Don't be afraid. Fear is the opposite of faith, and God needs faith to work in our lives. John 16:33 says, I've told you these things so that you in me may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And he has told us that we will do greater things than he will even do. And he has overcome the world. Psalm 46:1-3 says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. He's always here. Goes on to say, therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake for their surging. Psalm 46:1-3 tells you that he will be there. God's our refuge and strength. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the spirit God gave us doesn't make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Psalm 16:8 says, keep your eyes on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Do not let your circumstances around you shake you. Do not let the lies and the whispers of the enemy infiltrate your mind or your heart. Psalm 55:22 says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And when you feel like you can't even stand, or you have been on your knees so long they ache and are calloused and bruised, or you've been on your face in prayer, interceding with everything you have, do not be shaken. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. You can control your thoughts. You can control at your mind, and you can have the perfect peace that God's talking about here. Psalm 118, 14 through 16 says, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things, and He will do it for you. Psalm 119, 114 through 115 says, you're my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Put the shield in front of your heart. Put God's hope in your words. Command that those evildoers stay away from you, and you keep the commands of your God. Psalm 119:25 says, I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. Psalm 119:50 says, my comfort and my suffering is this. You promise to preserve my life. Psalm 119:71 says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. And Psalm 120 verse 1 says, I call on the Lord in my distress, and He answers me, and He will answer you. Be encouraged, my friend. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we love you. We ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us. Help us to be intercessors for each other, Lord. Help us to be faithful. Lord, thank you that you are a loving and a kind God. And sometimes we have circumstances based off of our choices, Lord, and we ask forgiveness for any time we have chosen anything other than your perfect will for our life. Give us greater understanding, Lord. Thank you that you've given us your encouraging word, and that you do answer each and every prayer, and that you care about us so much that you know every hair on our head and everything that breaks our hearts or that breaks your heart. Father, I can only imagine. Help us to be faithful in our prayer time. Lord, I pray that you will help Carol to be patient as they're waiting to hear back on these interviews, Lord. In the meantime, help her to just love and enjoy her time with her family. Lord, I pray a blessing upon each person listening to this call, whether it's through their health. Set them free. Restore them. Whether it's their finances or their business, whatever it is. Lord, I ask that you would protect it, that you would bless them. I pray a blessing upon our children, upon our marriages, upon our relationships. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that favor go out before us. And I ask that you would help us to be tenacious and persistent, that we would persevere in our intercession. Lord, you tell us to confess our sins to one another and to pray for one another, that we may be healed, according to James 5. Lord, you go on to tell us that the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. And that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently, and his prayers were answered. We know you're not a respecter of persons. So, Lord, we thank you that what we've prayed for today will come to pass, and that every burden on our heart has been given to you. We will not fear. We will stand in faith, and we will be faithful. We love you, and we thank you. We praise you, and we worship you. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you are there for us and that you love us beyond words, beyond life. Thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that the Lord has has touched your heart and encouraged you today. And I hope that no matter what you go through, that you never lose your faith. And that you know that I'm always here to pray for you and intercede on your behalf. And know that this is a season, just a season. Praise God in the battle. Praise Him that you can intercede, that He's chosen you, and that He loves you and cares about what you care about so deeply. And continue to believe with unwavering faith. Know that I love you, and I'll be here next week. Take care. God bless you. Bye now.